Well, good morning, folks. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys had an absolutely amazing Independence Day on Friday. Hope you guys had a great weekend, safe weekend. Everybody still has all their fingers down here in Florida. There's been, you know, a couple more instances again. People getting a little too reckless with fireworks, which, surprise, surprise. So all my friends and family, everybody's good to go. Glad you guys are safe and healthy. And on today's show, we're having the Austin Brower birthday edition. I went ahead and put together a coupon code for you guys.
Whoa.
Austin.
Wait a minute. The birthday edition coupon code?
The birthday edition, yep.
I mean, we're celebrating your birthday giving out a coupon.
Yeah.
Works for me.
One of my friends said something about that. And he's like, hey, man, he's like, you should do a sale or a coupon for your birthday. And I'm like, well, I've never done that before. So A-U-S-T-I-N, Austin, coupon code. You got 24 hours to use
claim
it.
Claim to fame. How much is it for?
5% off.
Everything?
Pick off. Yeah, pick anything you want.
Wait a minute. The entire website, including kits?
Yeah, you know what? I'm feeling generous today. I figured, you know, I'm not even doing an email on this. I just came up with this like an hour ago.
Oh.
This is show only. This is for our listeners only. I'm not doing an email. We're not doing a special send-off on it. It's just for our listeners. Because I know you guys send me a lot of emails, and I appreciate those birthday wishes emails. Thank you for the positive ones. And I figured
you got negative birthday wishes?
No, and I got mostly positive ones.
Mostly?
Mostly.
You got negative birthday wishes? That's awful.
Listen, I get a whole plethora, an array of different emails on a regular basis. Some good, some bad. And I appreciate the good ones. I thank you guys for those because they make a big difference.
I only get good ones.
You do?
Yeah, I deleted everybody else.
I got multiple lists that we check all the time.
Well, yeah, I told them. I said, you're going to be mean to me. I'm going to
block you. Well, and I don't mind having healthy discussions or debates or people ask me questions. But when you just get a gigantic paragraph of everything negative that's ever said or been said or anything they disagree with, I'm like, what would your point was?
My favorite.
Are you done yet?
My favorite one was they asked me a simple Bible question.
Okay. Yeah.
And then next email was like, they're asking me more Bible questions. Suddenly they want to do a Bible study with me. They want to start teaching me about the Word of God. And I'm like, no.
They want to set up a time to start doing a Bible lesson, a Bible teaching for you.
They have to correct my
train you every week.
My fallacious opinions, I guess. I don't know what it is. I mean, I here's how I look at it.
Everybody's got opinions.
I mean, here's how I look at it. I've been a Christian for a long time. I have literally read the New Testament hundreds of times. I have read through the Old Testament repeatedly. I mean, so I've read the entire Bible multiple times. And so, and then we did Angel Wars, which took me months and months and months and months of research to do. And I really learned a lot doing Angel Wars, to be honest with you. I learned a whole bunch about the pre-Adamic race and everything else that I did so much work on. I'm doing Ultimate Multiple Powder right now.
I say you missed that this morning?
Yeah, I did. And while I do this, I'm going to throw some magnesium. That's the Ultimate Multiple Powder. Now I'm throwing in the magnesium brain food in here. But no, it's very interesting when you. I'm just going to just dump some of this
good
in there.
Gravy.
It's probably too much. I didn't see the scooper.
That's not the recommended serving size, so please don't follow that recommendation and say you took too much.
My recommended serving
size. That's his serving size. We have a scooper in there, so you can adjust
it. It almost fell in the glass.
I saw that. It. Yeah, I don't.
But anyhow, so back to the Bible study. You know, here's how I look at it. You know, we have a God, and you and I are not God.
That's
just
a fact.
Thought I'd mention that to you. You are not him. I am not him. He is God. He's a being that's so powerful, his presence permeates all time space. When he says, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, I am the beginning, I am the end, he means all at the same time. I mean, he says he's just as much present right now in the Garden of Eden as he is in the Book of Revelation at the same time. He's omnipresent. He knows what's going to happen. That's my God. And so, you know, if that bothers you that I feel that way, and that he sent Jesus, who created the heavens and the earth, to us to die for us, to bring us back to him, and if that type of philosophy or Christianity is something that you don't really agree with, good. I'm glad you don't want to agree with me. I don't care.
Wait, here's the thing about it. Even if somebody doesn't agree with you on a topic, okay, a certain topic you don't agree with,
you have to be ugly about it.
You know, be ugly about it. I guarantee you there's some other topics on this show that you probably do find interesting. You probably do agree with, because we bring up a lot of very valid health topics that are referenced and different tips and different tricks and all kinds of different options you can do to make things more effective, but also more simplistic at the same time. There was a thing here that popped up. It was saying the top 3 fat loss tips that don't involve food. what ways could you burn body fat without the factor of food conversation going into? And everybody knows food is the most important factor when it comes to basically burning body fat, reducing caloric intake, and eating the right amounts of things. But I said one of the first one, most important ones, is drink more water. Drink more distilled or reverse osmosis purified water every single day.
Without chlorine, without fluoride, because that messes up the thyroid.
And so what happens when you drink purified, distilled, or reverse osmosis water, it helps detoxify the body. It helps pull fat. It helps pull toxins. It helps pull
To maintain homeostasis.
Exactly. And the body's 70% water. And that's one of the biggest reasons why a lot of people run into problems as far as with muscle gain, with fat loss. It comes down to hydration. The metabolism has to be hydrated in order to work effectively. There's no other option about it. A dehydrated body cannot function properly. It cannot burn fat properly. It cannot have metabolism. It cannot maintain metabolism properly.
I've got one exception.
What?
This is important.
Okay. Let's hear. I know where you're going with this.
When you go to church on Sunday morning, drink your water before you go to church. Had a friend of mine one time invited him to church. They had to go in with like a 3-liter thing of water because, you know, it's going to be an hour before they could drink water again. And so about 25 minutes into the sermon, they turn up the 3 liters, like guzzling it. Now, mind you, we're sitting on the front row and she's like, you're having her refreshment served, you know, on the front row during the sermon as she's guzzling water. And she's, oh, nobody will notice. Everybody noticed. In fact, the other day I was over there and that person no longer goes to church with me. And it was kind of funny because I asked one of the ladies behind us, I said, where's so-and-so? And I said, well, she's not really going to church with me anymore. I said, did you notice about her water? I mean, she had that big thing of water. She was guzzling it. They remember. They saw it all. And I said, yeah, that's the one. So don't go to church, guzzle water.
I always tell everybody, if you got an extra little water with you, there's a lot of places that sell them. And I don't like plastic bottles. But if you need a backup water, they make some sometimes. They're like little 4 and 6 ounce waters. That's like a backup. I'm really thirsty. Or just get up and walk out and go grab a bottle of water.
Wait a minute. I got to repeat this. This whole thing got misconstrued. She guzzled the water before we walked into church. The service was 1 hour long. She couldn't go for 1 hour without guzzling water again. That's not okay.
That bother you?
Yeah, it did bother me. It still bothers me.
I drink water in church sometimes. I'm going to be honest with you guys on that one. But I usually keep
you don't
a small
bring
bottle.
A 3-liter
thing. It's like a 16-ounce bottle. I don't like plastic. I do bring my Yeti, though.
I'm surprised she didn't bring one of those 3-gallon things.
I bring a tumbler sometimes.
Because this is a Lutheran church. It's kind of
stupid. A lot of times I had Stetson before. He had a little stroller. I just put my water in the stroller thing. Just drink it. If I get thirsty, I'm going to drink water. But a 3-liter bottle is pretty outrageous.
Now, I've got great news for you. This is great news.
Whoa.
What do we do now?
It's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. What's your next story, Austin?
I didn't get to finish the top 3 tips of burning body fat.
Sorry, what?
I was so rudely interrupted on my birthday.
It was rudely interrupted.
The second one on here, not related to food intake, is stop sitting so much. Don't be lazy. Don't be sitting down. And the third one on here is get more sleep. You got to have adequate rest so your body can function properly.
Here's the biggest thing with that. If you don't have enough sleep, your cortisol goes up.
That's exactly right. Cortisol stores body fat because cortisol puts your body in a flight or fight state, which constantly thinks it's in basically a flurry. So it does not burn body fat. It's trying to store body fat, and it burns muscle tissue. Cortisol is unbelievably catabolic, meaning it burns muscle tissue for fuel like none other.
Now, here's an interesting story. The big BBB or whatever it was got passed.
Yeah.
Okay? And so here's what's interesting about that. You know, we know that a lot of congressmen and leaders and senators and they were on Jeffrey Epstein's list. We got that.
Well, they were on his flight list. They were documented about that.
So we know that. So we know that he had an island out there that he had pedophiles going to. And we know that he was basically using a lot of that. And Pam Bondi said there were tens of thousands of videos with children. Pam Bondi, the attorney general, right? So here we have a situation in which this big, beautiful bill gets passed.
Yeah.
And all these people didn't have their names released on the Jeffrey Epstein bill. And the FBI came out and concluded this morning, actually last night, that Jeffrey Epstein had no clients, blackmail anybody, and definitely killed himself. Let me correct this. Epstein had thousands of clients. He blackmailed everybody he could, and he did not kill himself. In fact, I don't even believe he's dead. So I don't know what the heck this stuff comes. What is it, because they got the BBB pass, Austin?
I find that to be very ironically timed. Remember, we've talked about this last couple of weeks. Is there were a lot of representatives that did not like this bill. They were not supporting it. Suddenly they got it through. Suddenly Epstein. You'll love this meme. Trump's FBI and DOJ. No client list, and Epstein definitely killed himself. Source. Trust me, bro. It's science. It's true. Just trust me on this one.
This is unbelievable.
You like that one?
you know, the thing that's sad about it is that you kind of look at it and you go, what the heck are they thinking? Well, here's the problem, and this is the reality of this. They released this today, makes the national news, and everybody now who believes that's the truth wants to run around and parrot it. You're a conspiracy theorist.
Exactly right.
Okay?
That is exactly right.
But to me, it sounds like this. If you don't pass the big, beautiful bill Pam Bondi just released last week.
They might just happen to find your name on the list.
Well, no. We have tens of thousands of videos, according to her, last week with kids.
Oh, something gets leaked.
Last week. Okay.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, like, we're warning everybody in Congress.
That's true.
We have tens of thousands of videos, and you're probably on it. So, therefore, let's pass this bill and quit playing games. And let's get this state of the United States into a military, basically dictatorship,
surveillance
in which
system.
Everybody is a surveillance person.
Yep. Now, I told you guys last week, the more I started to dig into this with this Palantir system and the entire basis that they're building this BBB insane immigration platform.
Hundreds of billions of dollars.
It's all about overall surveillance to protect everyone from illegal immigration.
While you're driving down the highway, they're going to be watching you.
Watch the show last week. I went into detail with biometric software on the interstates and roadways now. Not just facial recognition. That's antiquated. Facial recognition's old school. We're talking about biometrics. You put an entire mask on your face, and the biometric system will still point you out of a crowd based on the cadence that you walk, how you move your arms, how your body moves, everything on it, on pure biometrics. That's the next level of AI that they can pick up on now. Because remember, they have video footage of everyone and everywhere at any point in time. If you've ever traveled, if you've gone anywhere in a public place, they have video footage of you. They do everywhere.
Public record.
I learned that with Disney, with downtown Disney.
You can't even go over there anymore. They stop
place,
you.
I mean, when I'm walking through a crowd and they stop me, pinpoint me, isolate me out of a crowd of 100 people. We're not in the park. We're Disney Springs. We're not in Disney. I'm in Disney Springs.
Austin, you don't go there anymore.
I don't go there anymore. They pull up with law enforcement with a canine unit. Point me out of the crowd and say, the dog identified to you, are you carrying a firearm? Happened to moi. And I said, me? Carry a firearm? I don't recall. And he goes, oh, no, my dog's alerted you. He's trained to look out basically for any type of firearm. But I said, so you're telling me you over there, 500 feet away from me in the corner, I saw you when I walked in, glanced at me. You pointed me out of a crowd of 100 people. Yeah. I said, okay. I don't even believe you believe that. Dispatch, we got 111234. I need backup. Sure enough, 7 contractors and law enforcement had me circled within probably a period of like 2 to 3 minutes. Orange County PD, private security, security personnel from Disney World have me and my kids completely surrounded, 7 of them. Because I walked in. And yes, I was carrying a firearm. With a jacket on. I could not have been profiled.
With a concealed weapons permit.
With a concealed carry permit. And they told me I either had to go put my firearm up in my vehicle and lock it up, or I was going to be basically arrested or escorted off the property if I refused to do so. And I said,
and you'd be banned forever.
Yeah. And a lifetime.
Trespass warrant.
Trespass. And I said, I will take a walk away from you guys, and I will never be back here. And you guys can have fun doing your little tyrannical surveillance dictatorship, watching everybody.
That's what they want nationwide, bud.
That was at Disney Springs almost 6 years ago now, 5 years ago. That's how crazy the surveillance system is just at Disney Springs. What do you think the NSA has? So when they come out with this stuff now, Epstein and Maxwell both accused of sex trafficking. Maxwell's convicted of sex trafficking, but the DOJ and FBI says, there's no evidence that could predicate an investigation against any uncharged third parties. We have no idea.
The only thing that can be done is what Kennedy did. We just cleaned them all
up. RFK.
Robert F. Kennedy. Because what happened is he cleared out all the vaccine people. Just clear them out.
Now, the only thing, and the DOJ is probably able to use this as a firewall, if Epstein was as good as we think he was at procuring individuals to traffic, he probably used Mossad as a firewall for the main blackmailing. So he probably didn't actually blackmail anybody personally, but he kept the information, transferred it to Mossad and CIA, and that was used to actually do the back-end blackmailing. And so what the FBI is probably doing is they've probably got any evidence or anything that they procured, and they've pushed it behind some type of firewall with the CIA or national security. That way, it can't be released. Nobody can talk about it. Nobody can even view it. That's probably what they've done now to cover their butt.
Well, all I know is that the whole headline was a lie.
Yeah, everything's a lie. The whole thing's a lie.
Well, everything's a lie anyhow.
Why did Elon Musk tweet to the entire world the reason why the Epstein files haven't been released? Because Trump's on them.
But remember, though, that was obfuscation, because then he came back immediately and said that Trump had nothing to do with it. He retracted it all. And then the FBI came in and said there's nothing incriminating on Trump. So everybody was talking on alt media about Donald Trump's on the list. Well, now everybody, Donald Trump's had nothing to do with the list. He's not incriminated.
Oh, there's nobody on the list.
He spun it.
The list doesn't even exist.
And now this, by the way, my deepest condolences to the people in those Texas floods who've lost loved ones.
I don't even
know what to say about this.
I don't either.
I mean, this is, you talk about flash floods, and sometimes in those canyon areas, the water gets real deep real fast. But a MAGA congressional candidate calls the Texas floods fake and says it's murder.
Well, they were not fake. A lot of people died with this.
Well, she's saying what she means by fake is they're not naturally occurring.
Oh, there's a big question about that, and my condolences too. I mean, these girls at this doggone this summer camp. I mean, the thing was horrific, and the problems what they were saying was is everybody was in these cabins. This one, the ones that got flooded. God, wow. Sad. And all of a sudden, the water came up so fast. In like 2 hours, they said they got 16 inches of rain. When you water doesn't perk out there in Texas,
it kind of runs
it's
fast.
It's a hard basis, yeah, that rock.
That clay, yeah.
It doesn't. Florida,
sand.
We live in a swamp that's sand. We can absorb a lot of water here. When you're almost on the water table all the time, it just kind of dissipates everywhere.
Everything just turns into a lake. Oh, by the way,
it's horrible. This is not the.
But I want to read you. I want to read you this. What you said: a MAGA congressional candidate is facing backlash after spreading conspiracy theories about the deadly flash floods and calling them fake. Candace Taylor, who is running to represent Georgia in the House of Representatives, posted on X on Saturday: fake weather, fake hurricanes, fake flooding, fake, fake, fake. Her bizarre post came as authorities searched for dozens of people who lost their lives in Texas. Of the 30 people confirmed dead so far, at least 9 were children. Taylor posted on her message, fake weather, real damage. Hurricane Helene left me powerless for 16 days and caused 57,000 in damage. This isn't just climate change. It's cloud seeding. It's geoengineering and it's manipulation. If fake weather causes real tragedy, then that is murder. Wow, she goes, Hurricane Helene wasn't caused by cloud seeding or geoengineering, another person adds. It was a natural phenomenon formed due to natural conditions in the ocean and atmosphere, not human inventions. No technology exists to steer hurricanes. That's a lie.
That's a complete lie.
Okay? This isn't just climate change. It's cloud seeding and it's murder. So it's very interesting when you start looking at this stuff and start realizing this stuff. You start thinking about who's telling the truth here. Well, that's what they do, isn't it? Isn't it always obfuscation? We're going to tell the truth here, and somebody's going to say what's really going on, and then everybody's going to discredit that individual and say, no, she's a fake person, she's a conspiracy theorist, which is brought to us by the CIA back in the 60s after the Warren Commission meeting, or a report after the Kennedy assassination. Walter Cronkite came up and said, ho, 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 it's a conspiracy theory, ha, 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 and started laughing about it. It was a CIA psyop, so they still use it 60, 70 years later, and they say, hey, you know, it's just conspiracy theory. This person is obviously a quack. I tell them back in the 90s, aspartame causes brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation. The list goes on and on and on. One study that was done, every single primate, every single monkey developed grand mal epileptic seizures. Conspiracy theory! No, it wasn't. And no, it's not. And yes, it's very real. And yes, it still causes all these different conditions, including blindness and brain tumors. But yet, anytime you say something against the mainstream media that's being paid by their advertisers to promote certain products, you're going to be labeled as a conspiracy theorist.
Well, no, exactly right. I mean, I've talked about this with Operation Popeye during the Vietnam War from 67 to 72 that later on they got declassified, about the U.S. Air Force using weather warfare.
Cloud seeding
to cause massive monsoons on the Ho Chi Minh Trail to basically disrupt the Vietnam's military supply. Then you basically had the rainmaking and CISA outlines of lead iodide iodine and silver iodine deployed by aircrafts and programs that was developed in California in the Naval Air Weapons Station, tested in Guam, Philippines, Texas, and Florida, a hurricane study project called Project Storm Fury. This stuff's so real, and it's very, very creepy. And the fact of the matter is, you know, I don't know what happened with this whole situation, whether it was done on purpose. I can't prove any of that. All I know is a tragedy in Texas.
Well, they really learned how to do this with the CIA after 47, after the OSS became the CIA, after Roswell.
Okay.
They finally started to realize that if they tell the lie big enough fast enough, everybody's going to believe it. Spaceship recovered. No, it wasn't. It was a weather balloon.
Right.
I mean, the headline said spaceship. Alien spacecraft recovered. No, it was a weather balloon. And everybody who was there knew it was a spaceship. Everybody there knew they had lied, but it didn't make any difference because people don't want to believe the truth, Austin. They'd rather believe the lie. Like, here's another article that came out. It says, women are becoming more like men. And this whole article is about this woman in a full fighting position, full fighting pose. And it says, it's summer again from summer. This is the person that's writing from Barcelona. And he starts talking about how all these women now are becoming more and more like a man and how they're traveling around the world by themselves or doing things by themselves. They're, you know, running businesses. They're running families. They're doing all the other stuff. And I'm going to let you read this article. But the sad part about it, it's saying that basically the line now between men and women is being blurred.
And well, that's intentional.
Well, no. And then here's another one. Another article. This is a really good one by Brandon Smith, great writer. Feminists are begging for men to come back, but still blame them for everything.
Okay.
One rule has remained true for generations when it comes to the division of the sexes. Men are held accountable for everything. Women are accepted accountability for nothing. Obviously, there's going to be exceptions to the rule, but the majority of the time it's true that the modern Western woman has a serious problem taking responsibility when things go wrong. They've been taught from very early age they are the victims of men, victims of society, victims of the patriarchy, victims of religion, victims of biology, victims of circumstance. The feminist movement is built entirely around the notion that women can weaponize their victimhood as a means to control society, and they can also become gynocentric as a way to control society with men. I continue to hold that feminism is the key movement that has undermined the success of Western culture. That's a fact. Their zealotry has led to the destruction of the nuclear family, the most important factor in a healthy nation. They have helped to facilitate the near collapse of the West, and this problem needs to be addressed before it's too late. I recently came across an article in New York Times that explains the decline of Western civilization in a way that is both hilarious and depressing. The essay is entitled, Men... Where have you gone? Please come back. The author is a 50-something-year-old woman from Chicago, recalls the old days of dating when men were easy targets for exploitation. We knew what worked. We knew how to frame a face, a gesture, a moment of implication, just enough to ignite a fantasy or to open a wallet. I came to understand in exact terms what cues tempt the average of 18 to 36-year-olds, basically in their heterosexual man, and what drew him. What kept him coming back? It wasn't intimacy. It wasn't mutuality. It was access to stimulation, clean, fast, and frictionless. I'm going to say it one more way here. A lot of this is done through intermittent conditioning. You say, what the heck are you talking about? Works both directions, for men and for women. A woman will say nice things to you, and then you don't hear from them for a week. A man will say nice things from you, and you won't hear from them a week. Then a week later, they do it again, over and over and over. Pretty soon, the extinguishing of that particular event becomes almost impossible. You see it with laboratory animals. You get a rat to push a bar to get food over and over and over and over again, and then if you stop giving him food when he pushes the bar, after 20 or 30 times, he stops pushing the bar. Unless you do this, unless you train him intermittently. If he pushes the bar once, he gets food. Pushes the bar 5 times, he gets food. He pushes the bar 10 times, he gets food. Pushes the bar 20 times. That type of behavioral pattern is almost impossible to extinguish. And men and women have learned that. If you treat somebody nice every once in a while, they keep coming back for more, coming back for more, coming back for more. The sad part about it is men aren't coming back for more. They've had enough of it. Men have basically checked out. They become effeminate. They become gay. They become bisexuals. They want to play video games all day. They want the woman to split the meal with them. They've had enough. And now they're not coming back anymore. It was very, very interesting that he wrote this article like this. See, this says, only in the first world are these women able to survive. No one looks at the spinster and sees her as a powerful or free. Everyone can smell her failure, her desperation, her cope. This is why more and more we're beginning to see a sense of panicking among young women who bought into the feminist con game. They're realizing the men aren't chasing them anymore. It started as a joke among woke leftists who laughed at the rise of incels, the number of single men refusing to enter the dating world was skyrocketing. The feminists said this was a good thing. Let the ugly scrubs wallow in their loneliness while the ladies go out and frolic and gorge on freedom until they get sick of the freedom. This trend has continued to the point that the majority of men have now checked out completely. Here are the studies. Recent surveys suggest that 63% of young men up to the age of 30 are single. 63%, Austin.
That's a big number.
Around 30% of men have not been sexually active for a year or more. In 1980, 60% of adults were married by the age of 25. Today, only 20% are married. Men are exiting relationships. Men are exiting relationships and marriage at a record pace. And because men are initiators of relationships, men are biologically designed to take risks and pursue. Women are starting to feel the pinch and have become childless. This is a serious article, son. And, you know, and the sad part about it is, you know, being single again, you know, not by my own choice because, you know, Sharon passed away. I've learned that the amount of people out there that from a dating pool standpoint that don't have serious baggage is very, very minuscule.
Yeah.
Because the people who don't have the serious baggage are already married or they've stayed married.
Well, one of the biggest things that a lot of individuals, both men and women, have relied on for years that most people are getting sick of is the victimhood mindset. People get sick of it after a while. Sometimes you just get sick of hearing about it. And it's not just with relationships and dating. It's the same concept. Why? It's not my fault that I'm 500 pounds. I can't be held responsible for that. I hear so much victimhood mindset all the time. And I'll tell you right now, that is one of the most crippling things you can do to your own life and own body is continually blame everybody else for your decisions. And like he's saying, in relationship status, I've seen that a lot with some of my buddies that have dated a lot of girls and girls that have dated a lot of guys is that people always try to use that victimhood status as a last ditch effort to try to manipulate and get their way. Well, I can't be responsible for what happened. I can't be because of what you said and what you did is why I acted that way. How about this? Sorry, I screwed up. I apologize if I offended you with that. I'm sorry. That was my mistake. Let's move past it. But it's got to be only reason I did that is because you said this or you acted this way. I would never have done these things unless you did what you did. That's the same concept. Well, I can't be held responsible for being 500 pounds. I'm hungry. My thyroid doesn't work. I'm sluggish. I don't have any energy. That's why I have to eat a tub of ice cream every single night. Stop blaming everyone for your piss poor behavior. And I mean that sincerely.
Yes, men and women.
Men and women. I'm talking about both. I'm not excluding anybody. Stop blaming everyone for your bad decisions and say, listen, I screwed up on this. I've been eating too much food. I've been doing wrong in this relationship. I've done this wrong in business. I'll take responsibility for it. Let's make the fixes and let's move on to get better and stop wallowing in our own self-pity.
That's
direct as I can get.
That's extremely harsh, but very real.
It's a very real reality that some people need to understand.
I've seen it repeatedly. People lose cars.
Yeah.
And now they want somebody else to get their car out of the shop, or they want somebody else to pay for the car repairs, or they want somebody else to buy them a car.
Yep.
And you're like, but if I buy you a car, you haven't learned anything. You just do it again and again and again. And then pretty soon they look and their Beacon scores are 300. Men and women now. I'm not picking on
them.
So now all of a sudden they go to the car dealership. The car dealership says, you're a roach.
Yeah.
You don't pay your bills. See, this is why they set up the credit score to start with, to see who paid their bills and didn't pay their bills, to protect the lender.
That's exactly right.
And that's why people come to you many times that are your friends and say, can I borrow $100 or $500 or $5,000 or whatever? And you go, well, why don't you go to the bank? Well, I tried. They won't take my credit. I say, my credit's bad. Well, there's a reason they won't take it. And there's a really high probability if you loan them the money that you'll never see your money again. I'm just letting you know that because you can't go turn the utilities off. You can't do that. So you can't turn the water off. The city of Auburn will do that. If you don't pay your water bill, they will come and turn the water off.
Yeah, turn the water off.
If Tico will do it, you don't pay the utility bill after a couple of months, they will take you to turn your power off. They don't ask you if they can do it. They just do it
if you don't pay your bill.
First, I must say that the author's in her 50s, and she's still longing for casual sitcom encounters like she did in her 20s, reveals a lot about why modern women are oblivious. Real life is not Sex in the Cities.
Ooh, that's going to hurt some feelings.
Most men of means do not gravitate towards long-term relationships with women in their grandma phase.
Oof.
This is strong, man. She should be ready to be in a happy relationship or in a marriage and have plenty of time to figure this out. Feminism has made women think they can engage with life in their own schedule. They can't. Number two, men are especially wary of women with baggage. Women initiate 70% of breakups and divorces, and feminist influence over family laws made divorce easier, more lucrative than ever for women. The older a woman is, the more baggage that she has, and the less likely a man is going to want to date her seriously, let alone put an expensive ring on her finger. Men are no longer tolerating the concept of sexual revolution. They don't want to take chances on women who think promiscuity is a virtue. They know that statistically, women who sleep around lack discernment, the ability to connect, self-respect, and mental stability. Starting a relationship with such a person will only lead to disaster. Fourth one, third-way feminists spend the better part of the last 20 years telling men they are pure evil for being masculine and wanting to chase women. That's a fact. I've seen that. Okay, I'm going to read that again. They have spent the last 20 years of their life, now they're 40, telling men they're pure evil for being masculine, wanting to chase women, but no men wanted to chase them. So men did what you asked them. They stopped chasing you. They found other more interesting endeavors like their careers and their hobbies. If you want men to come back, perhaps you should apologize for all those years of slander of calling a man a misogynistic pig because he wanted to date you. Just maybe. Modern women have greatly overestimated the usefulness of sex as a bartering tool for securing a man. If you want a man to stick around, you're going to have to show him more love and respect, not just what you have inside of your pants. I'm going to stop here for a second. This is getting real serious now. Here's what I learned with Sharon being married to her for 38 years, because we were intimate on a regular basis. But what I learned was intimacy is not just about sex. Intimacy is about holding hands. Intimacy is about kissing one another. Intimacy is sleeping in the same bed together. Intimacy is basically rubbing your husband's head or whatever, or sitting in front of the fireplace and listening to music and holding hands. Sex only lasts a little while, but the intimacy of life and the intimacy of a relationship goes on throughout the entire day. If you're trying to base the whole relationship on a sexual relationship, it ain't going to last. I'm going to tell you that right now. It won't last. It has to be intimacy. It has to be support. I've talked to you about this before. It's trust and respect and relationship with God and reciprocity that builds a relationship and maintains it. It's not just having sexual intercourse with somebody. It doesn't work that way, because sooner or later you're going to get bored with that person if you're not getting the other parts of intimacy and you're going to try to fulfill that need. Support's very important, and listening to one another very important. He goes on to say, because men are far more conditioned to be alone than women are. I can tell you the biggest open secret that modern women still don't understand. They claim that men are afraid of approaching them. They say that men are weak, and they can't handle the new ear of the boss babe. Yeah, the boss babe. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything. They argue that men need to abandon the traditional masculine roles and act more feminine. These are common jabs at the male ego. Feminism, like all Marxist movements, is obsessed with power. Everything they do is driven by a desire for power and control, not just over their own lives, but over the world around them. I'm going to let you read this. This is one of the best articles I've ever read. I remember years ago, I watched a play on a cruise ship called Calendar Girls. And one of the songs they sang, this guy was singing with this girl. She sings to him, "Everything you could do, I could do better. I could do everything better than you." And it was a catchy little tune, and you guys have heard it before. That's the feminist mantra. Everything you can do, I can do better. Everything better, I can do everything better than you. And this is the problem that the women have run into, and the problem that men now are saying that we don't want to be involved with this anymore. We're not coming back. And you say, well, and I know I'm going to get letters about this. I got it. Because the men can be just as bad as the women and all of this stuff. But this is what cultural Marxism has done to the United States. And this is what feminism has done to the United States, brought to you, by the way, by the CIA and Gloria Steinem. This is what they've done. The goal here, as he mentioned in the first part of this audio, this first part of this article, was to basically to overthrow the nuclear family. The nuclear family was the strongest factor in the United States to maintain a strong nation. It was the nuclear family. We've destroyed that. Even the Hispanics that basically came over here illegally, they were separated from their children, Austin.
Yeah.
By the millions. Joe Biden made sure they had a huge trafficking network taking these children away from their family to destroy that nuclear family. It's very, very important that we understand that without the nuclear family being restored, without traditional roles being reestablished, and I'm not saying a guy should be misogynistic. He shouldn't be. But the reality is, unless a person has a proper relationship with their spouse or with the person that they're dating, and it's reciprocal, going back and forth 100% both directions, it won't work. All you're going to do is fight. Period. And then that's going to cause divorce and children being raised in a broken home. And it goes on and on and on. That's enough of this. Also,
this is a funny meme that just popped up. Elon Musk just posted this a couple hours ago. We will release the Epstein list. We just need more time. The Epstein list is on my desk. There is no Epstein list. It's just this clown show. And one guy made a valid point. He was in discussion with Elon Musk, because Elon Musk is hammering this right now with the DOJ and the FBI. He wanted to say, he said, if Jeffrey Epstein had no client list, if there were no elites raping children on his island, and there was nothing to do with any type of blackmail scheme, then why did he kill himself?
And why was he arrested?
No, why would he kill himself?
Yeah. Why was
if there was no evidence, mm-hmm. there was no list, there was no trafficking, there were nothing going on that they're claiming, why would he have killed himself then? The answer is he didn't kill himself. Mm-hmm. They need to make him disappear so they can make the story go away, so they can bury it, which they've done now for the past almost decade. And now, after all this stuff with Pam Bondi, oh, Pam Bondi, I've got the biggest story. We've got all the lists. We've got all the stuff together. Everything's getting released. Everything's going to happen. There's nothing here. I mean, why, if Epstein had no client list, then why did AG Pam Bondi tell reporters the list is sitting on my desk right now? I've already seen it. It's about to be released back in February.
Because they passed the BBB, bud.
There you go. I'm kicking this horse again.
These Congress guys, these senators that were on that list were sweating bullets here.
Oh, yeah.
Tens of thousands of videos with children. Okay. Well, we better pass this bill so we don't get our name released. Remember what I told you? They don't have to do what they're being told to do all the time. But whenever they're told to do something that's going to be something that's going to affect them, they better do it.
This BBB is one of the biggest surveillance bills we've ever seen in history of the United States.
No, it is the biggest.
The level of surveillance of what they're about to implement in the United States is unheard of. And you already have, here's the thing. We're already running into all these issues with ChatGPT and all these issues with AI. Here's an article that came out now. It says people are being involuntarily committed and jailed after spiraling into ChatGPT psychosis. Psychosis now. They're saying that people are becoming so obsessed with AI and they're starting to build relationships with their AI chat that they don't even know what's reality, what's fake anymore. And the fact that AI, a lot of times, will continually encourage certain behavior, including suicide now, that started to become an uptick because of AI. They said they're having so many problems that people are actually sometimes being admitted and Baker acted now to try to get away from ChatGPT, from their AI system. And this especially is directed towards people that have a weaker mindset. I'm not picking on anybody specific, but people that are trying to search for something, people that are trying to have a relationship, so he was just talking about, and they're desperate for it, so then they search the AI. And the AI validates everything they say, everything they look up, everything they do, and it continues to build this rapport with them until people start thinking things and doing things they wouldn't normally do. And now we got this crazy study that just came out. They said, are we training kids to be AI, or are we training AI to beat kids?
There you go.
In a world racing to build smarter machines, a group of children just reminded us what real intelligence looks like. The University of Washington just released a study on a group of 7 to 11-year-olds. Their goal wasn't to teach kids how to use AI, but teach kids how to outthink it. The children were asked to solve a series of visual logic puzzles, problems designed to test abstract reasoning, not memorization. Then they compared their answers to what generative AI tools the results were telling. While the AI confidently offered incorrect answers, children spotted the flaws almost immediately. Some even began to debug the machine, rewording prompts, testing different versions, and analyzing patterns of failure. AI just keeps guessing and essentially tries to get to the right answer. They said the kids weren't fooled by the polished tone or fast response. They were thinking for themselves. They said this is worth celebrating, but it's also worth a pause to consider what happens next. Because the AI systems are advancing so quickly, they're capable of reasoning better than children, better than humans in some cases, once they get enough input or intel put into them. They said, we're not just aiming for machines that sound smart. We want machines that are smart, systems that can solve complex problems, reflect on their own logic. In this case, this means we're learning from children. The study, which was designed to help kids recognize AI flaws, could just as easily become the blueprint for closing the AI gap. Now engineers have a clear map of where children outperform machines, and they can work to fix that. This is the issue that's going to start happening with AI that I've warned everybody about. Does it work great for producing some cool photos? Sure. Can you write stuff off of it? Can you get different information very quickly? Absolutely. But it's becoming to a point where for the next 2 to 3 years, in my opinion, by 2030, you're going to see a point to where AI and ChatGPT and all these other platforms that are out there are going to be so involved that individuals are actually going to start downregulating their own mind, their own cognitive functioning. Because people are going to be so reliant on it, everything's going to be going to AI. And what happens is, it's not us. It's not even the younger generation right now. It's what happens in the next 5 to 10 years in the next phase of generation when the school systems are being run by AI, when AI is doing the modeling and the schooling and the learning with the Department of Education with the next phase of children. That's the part that's going to be unbelievably detrimental, because you're going to have an entire generation that now is just raised up on social media and iPhones. We've seen that. Now you're going to have another generation that doesn't just have that. They're going to be raised on AI, and they're not going to understand how to think for themselves or have any type of critical reasoning as they get older. That's the next scary part for the next 5 to 10 to 15 years, bud.
You know, it's interesting. We warn people about Gore Jordy and the D-Wave computer,
yes,
and standing at the altar of an alien god and all the stuff we mentioned over the years about this thing.
That was
with the
10
AI.
Years ago we brought that up.
Yep. And now we're having, this is an interesting article from The Honest Broker, and it says, the force feeding of AI on an unwilling public.
There you go.
And it says, a few months ago, I needed to send an email, but when I opened Microsoft, something had changed. Microsoft itself asked me to use Copilot to write my email.
There you go.
Okay, Copilot is my AI companion.
Right.
That's the cute word they use. This is your companion. Hey, I don't want a companion, especially not a fake AI buddy. I've never asked for this. And what about the people receiving my emails? They don't want this either. They want to hear from me, not a bot. How do I turn off my companion? After some trial and error, I found a way to disable Copilot. But a few days later, Microsoft surprised me again, and it wouldn't let me save an Excel file until I'd agreed to new terms for the companion.
There you go.
Guess what? AI is now bundled into all of my Microsoft software.
Yep.
Even worse, Microsoft recently raised the price of the subscription by $3 a month over the additional AI benefits. I get to use my AI companion 60 times per month as part of the deal. But I don't want to use my AI companion. I want to kill it. As you can see, I have never used this service, and I still have all 60 credits unused, but I'm paying for it because it's now embedded into Microsoft.
Yep.
This is how AI gets introduced into the marketplace, by force-feeding the public, and they're doing this for very good reason. Most people won't pay for AI voluntarily, just 8% according to the recent survey, so they need to bundle it in with new essential products. That's what they do with Disney.
Yep.
Disney's going to be bundled in with this other package that you're getting. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to watch this child grooming syndicate groom my children.
Yeah, I don't want
it
to support
matter.
It
It's part of it.
It's part of it.
You know, years ago, I got the cable here at the house, and they bundled it in with another one of those things. I forgot.
Well, they do it on purpose with subscription services. You need a higher internet speed. Oh, we'll throw in the cable for free.
Well, no, and then what happened, they gave me one of these things for free, one of these movie channels. And I started watching it every once in a while, and all of a sudden it started going gay.
Oh, yeah.
Almost all gay. Almost all the movies were gay. And I started thinking to myself, I don't want this. So I called them up, and I said, take this off. They said, it's free. It's not costing anything. I said, maybe you're not listening. Read the words that are coming out of my mouth. Listen, I don't want to take it off my program. And they did. It took it off. The point was, I didn't want my children around
us right.
Watching gay movies when I wasn't at home. But it's very interesting about the AI revolution, what they're doing to it, and how what they're doing. The other day, I contacted someone about a date, and they sent me 10 questions, Austin, that they wanted me to answer, and it was AI generated.
Really?
No, it was
data collection, baby.
No, it was unbelievable detailed
data collection.
My response was block and delete.
Yeah,
delete and block. I block and delete. I don't want to talk to somebody like that. But think about it for a second. How in the world are they were coming up with these detailed questions? I mean, it would have taken me 4 hours to answer these questions.
And they were like, it was detailed.
No, and I never even met this person. I never even spoke to him. How do I know it wasn't just an AI bot trying to generate?
It was data collection. That's all the time now. That's why you constantly see these things where they want you to get this free app or this free update. You read the terms and conditions. And in the terms and conditions, they tell you, we can record service, basically contact anything you have. It's all open field now, and we can sell it to third parties. Where you go, what you do, what you say, we monitor everything. And the crazy part about it is the terms and conditions have become such a strange world, because a lot of times you can't do things without clicking. You can't get the service. You can't go on the trip. You can't do this without basically clicking them. And what's happened is now that information is now sold to the highest bidder, and now you've got AI dragnetting the entire data about it, and then they go in, they dragnet all the data, then they sell it to everyone. And they sell all the, then so you keep this building of data across the globe, and that's what this next program with this BBB, this whole surveillance system.
You know, it's so funny because, you know, I told you guys I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I got the hate mail for that. Now, I didn't vote for Kamala either. Didn't do that. But the point was, I wasn't going to vote for this again like I did in 2016. I wasn't going to allow myself to do that again. He was the one who pushed the Operation Warp Speed. He's the one who pushed red flag gun laws. And I spoke to a girl the other day. She listened to this woman. She's got these kids, right? And one of her daughters got molested by a guy. Okay?
Wood chipper.
Okay? No, this daughter's like 14 years old. And the police came to do the investigation, and they told her what had happened. She immediately went and grabbed her 12-gauge. And the cop said, what are you doing? He says, I'm going to take care of this myself. You know, this guy did this.
Yeah.
And they had evidence. They showed it to her. And they said, you can't do that. We're taking your guns.
Taking your guns?
Red flag gun laws.
Ooh.
They straight went in her house and took all of it. They took her pistols. They took her shotgun. They took everything. And they said they have the right to keep them for 6 months. And if... this happened. I talked to this woman last week. Okay, and she said, the thing that's crazy about it is, she goes, they took my weapons, and they say at 6 months and one day, if you have not picked your weapon back up, because they keep it for 6 months, we have the right to destroy your weapons.
Gosh.
This is like firsthand information from somebody who it happened to. So she, at 6 months and one day, she went back and got her guns back, and they kept all of her ammo. Wouldn't give her the ammo.
Unbelievable.
And she said, I said, were you going to kill the guy? She goes, no, but I probably would have scared him. But they stopped me from doing any of it. They took the weapons away. And I said, that's what Donald Trump did. Because remember when that happened with the red flag gun laws?
Yep.
And he pushed it and pushed it and pushed it when his daughter went to every member of Congress. And they see, it's the red flag gun laws. It's Operation Warp Speed. It was putting Gottlieb into the Food and Drug Administration. And I mentioned this the other day. I'm going to say it one more time. But the main reason I didn't vote for Trump this last time, and the reason basically I'd had enough, was that he did not pardon the January the 6ers. He left them sitting in prison for 4 years. He had 21 days from the 6th until he took office, 20 days, to come in there and take that kick to 14 days, actually, in order to get these people out of jail and sign an executive pardon.
Well, he did when he got reelected, though.
4 years later.
4 years last year.
He had 2 weeks to get it done. He could have got it done.
4 years in a prison. But he got rid of a lot of the people continually got arrested and indicted over that 4 year period.
I would have given a blanket pardon to everybody who even attended the Capitol that day.
Yeah, they could have.
I'd have clouded that thing up so they couldn't do that as easily as they did.
Well, here's the part that really just, oh, man, this just grinds the gears. You're missing the clutch too much on this one. Why in the world does anybody even believe the FBI when they went out of their way for 4 years to investigate, indict, arrest, traumatize, harass, terrorize individuals all across the country, including 70-year-old grandmas in Wisconsin that got indicted and drugged back to D.C. to go to trial because they walked on the Capitol steps? The FBI did all that to go out of their way. But suddenly, they spent the last 6 months investigating this. There's nobody to look at. There's nobody to indict. There's nothing to see here. There is no list. You're telling me this man had this much footage, this much data, this much content, this much evidence you guys have trove through, and there wasn't one single person that you can possibly indict after Maxwell just got arrested, convicted, and sentenced to prison a few years back for trafficking, and there's not a single person that you can investigate? Give me a break, dude. This is embarrassing on a DOJ level, FBI level.
The FBI can say, well, we've looked at the evidence and we're still working on it.
Pending investigation. This wasn't them just going in and doing damage control. This was them spinning it, looking at every single American in the face and saying, we're lying to you. You know we're lying to you. We're going to keep lying to you, and you're going to like it, and you're going to accept it. That's what this was last night. That's what that was. Because like you said, they could easily go, now we've looked at some more stuff, we're pending investigation, we're going to kick this can down the road. They didn't do that. We have not found any reason or anybody else to look at, arrest, and indict, period. BS on every level.
Russia's anti-woke visa, they have an anti-woke visa now, luring those who are upset about the moral decline in the West. In a brightly lit conference room of a Moscow police department, a smiling officer, flanked by Russian flags and gilded double-headed eagles, handed over small blue booklets to an American family of five. Asylum certificates granted them the right to live and work in Russia after fleeing Texas because they felt their way of life was under threat. I feel like I've been put in an ark of safety from my family, 61-year-old Leo Hare said at the time. I want to thank President Putin for allowing Russia to become a good place for families in this world's climate. In a small way, it feels like I just got married to Russia, echoed his wife, Chantel Hare, 51. I look forward to building my future here with my family. I look forward to the opportunities that my sons will have here. Whoa. So we have people now leaving the United States to go to Russia on these non-woke visa because they're basically saying they'd rather be someplace that wasn't going to allow this. Since the beginning of this year, about 700 people have been issued this visa, while hundreds of others have come to work or on student visas into Russia. The LGBT and migrants, these are two main reasons why people move, she said, and they feel that too many migrants in Europe, or they feel they don't accept the LGBT values. So they're leaving because of the values associated with the LGBTQ movements and basically looking for spiritual asylum for themselves and for their families in Russia. Austin, do you realize the state of the affair of the United States that people are doing this, that it's gotten that bad?
Yeah. Well, everybody's starting to get the memo that the entire government on almost every level is so corrupt. It's corrupt to a point that's almost unsalvageable.
Well, you know, there's a term now. The younger kids use it all, and I guess I kind of picked up on it. It's called the ick.
Yeah.
You know,
everybody's got the ick of the United States now.
When you start getting to a point you're in a relationship with someone, you get the ick. It's hard to get back past the ick. And so a lot of people say, well, I got the ick and I broke up. Well, these people got the ick with the United States because of this. And they said, we've had enough. We're now leaving the United States and going to Russia. It's a sad state of affair because this is a communist country. And the very, very values that they espouse in Russia now are not communists.
I know. That's the odd part.
We're the ones that have become the Marxists here in the United States because of the Democratic Party and because of the Frankfurt School. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the police state that we're in. I remember my mom used to tell me in Germany, it was unbelievable during World War II. It was a country that was at war, and they were making sure they were looking for saboteurs, people that were going to be doing espionage. And they would just walk up to random people and say, "Papiere bitte, papers, please."
Yeah.
And you better have your papers in order, or you're going to get arrested, and you're going to be interrogated.
Well, that's the same thing that happened in New York when the Supreme Court overruled it eventually. It was a stop-and-frisk platform that they did back in the 2000s. Stop-and-frisk. Stop. I need your ID. We're going to frisk you down for any weapons. Well, I didn't do anything. I'm walking freely. I'm molested on my way. Not in New York, you're not. Stop and frisk. Bend over while you're at it. That was the mindset that they tried in the Supreme Court. You can't do that. It's not constitutional. You can't just stop and frisk people and ask for the ID.
That was under Rudy Giuliani.
That's exactly right. And so again, they tried to push the narrative. They tried to push the line as far as they could. But switching gears, this is a food and nutrition topic I wanted to cover. This is something that a lot of people do not look at. I always encourage you, if you're trying to maintain healthy body mass, you're trying to maintain healthy weight, you're trying to burn body fat, you're trying to build muscle, whatever it may be, protein intake is absolutely crucial. Now, listen to me on this. Muscle loss happens faster than you think, especially with age, especially with lack of protein. They talk about here in this article why increasing your protein intake can massively help out with a host of different things, including blood sugar, including lean muscle mass, including energy, and hormone production. It says experts say the recommended dietary allowance protein does not affect the amount required for optimal muscle health. They pretty much say 0.8 grams of protein per kilo of body weight per day is essential, which that's not. That's really not. That's you know, I always tell everybody, especially if you flip it over to grams per pound, you need to be on about a gram per day of pound per body weight. So basically, if you're 200 pounds, you'd be trying to eat about 200 grams total protein per day. That will maintain overall body mass very well, much higher than this. They said studies suggest the protein recommendation should exceed RDA for certain individuals, especially as you get older. It helps out with chronic things such as type 2 diabetes and also other health issues, including metabolic syndrome. They said skeletal muscle mass is a key marker of metabolic health. Increasing evidence shows that greater muscle mass and strength are associated with better health, longer lifespan, and reduced disease risk. This has been studied for decades and proved to be very, very accurate. And this is why when you start eating more protein, most cases, you also decrease the amount of excess carbohydrates you're eating because you're fuller longer. Protein takes longer to digest and it doesn't spike blood sugar. This is one of the biggest reasons why I tell people one of the best things you can eat at night is 2 to 3 to 4 eggs, depending on your needs, even if it's a little bit later at night. You cannot get fat off eggs. It's impossible. It doesn't happen. It's so easy to digest, and it stabilizes blood sugar so efficiently. There's no way to have an insulin spike off eating straight eggs, period. And so a lot of times I tell people they're trying to have a hard time to get their protein intake. They're trying to maintain muscle mass. Add in product like the Fit Food Protein if you need to. That's our New Zealand way. If you want to add extra protein and you don't want to eat more meals because whether you're too busy, you're too just whatever's going on. So I know sometimes people have a hard time eating, whether it be job. The protein shake's great because you can throw in that 2-3 scoops in a shaker. One of the new shakers, by the way, you guys have gotten these. A lot of customers.
They're great, by the
they're
way.
They're really strong. I'm not making any claims on them. But I've dropped a few of them. They haven't cracked. You told me I can't make a claim on them. But that's a key factor, man. Throwing in some extra protein throughout the day. Because if you're getting 3-4 decent meals in a day with decent protein, adding in just 1-2 extra shakes with 20 to 30 grams of protein per day, that will massively increase your protein intake and make sure you stabilize your skeletal muscle tissue as far as maintenance.
I take that on a regular basis in the GHI every day.
Yeah.
By the way, here's some more reasons that people are moving to Russia. The messaging in these videos with an established MAGA worldview, the reason they're leaving the U.S. is because of trans and LGBT rights, show a moral decline, coronavirus vaccine mandates. Russia was portrayed as a haven for traditional values. Single men are shown idealized visions of a family-oriented Russian woman. The absence of gay pride events in Russia, Austin.
Absence of gay pride.
Well, thanks largely to severe anti-LGBT laws, labeling the movement as extremist. And it's just interesting. That's one of the reasons they're moving to Russia, because of all that. And, you know, the sad part about it is there's no guarantee that once Putin leaves office, they're not going to do the same thing in Russia.
Exactly right.
So now they're going to leave the United States of America. And then one couple moved out of Canada, went over there, and Canadians said that they were being, you know, subversive, and they froze their bank accounts and wouldn't let them have access to $50,000 in the account.
Absolute government corrupts absolutely. Mm-hmm. Every time.
Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts.
Yeah, absolutely. This is what's happened now with the government. Once the government starts getting this degree of power, they never turn it back in. They never relinquish it. It just continues to start building on itself.
The book, The Trigger. Started with the Patriot Act, started with 9/11. That's what started all of this mess almost 25 years ago now. And it hasn't gotten better. It's gotten much, much worse, culminating with us having a full grid surveillance system coming up now in this new BBB bill to make sure that these congressmen and senators who voted for it didn't get themselves exposed from Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, I told you guys when I flew a couple weeks ago. You know, I don't have a real ID. I got a regular driver's license, and I somehow fell into this weird niche where I was able to extend it. My photo is still from 21. 21 years old is still my photo, my driver's license.
They let you fly with that.
I had to have a passport.
Oh,
yeah, I handed my driver's license. They're like, this isn't a real ID. I said, no, I don't have a gay ID. I have a driver's license. This is where you can't fly with this. I said, well, I brought my passport as well because I figured this is going to happen. Scans my passport, boom, done, on the plane. And so they put my passport through a scanner, scanned my passport, which is crazy to me now that we're dealing with that level where they won't let you fly with a driver's license anymore unless it's their real gay ID that they want to push you on. Well, that's what it is.
By the way, I was in church yesterday, and it was Saturday night, and I prayed for you guys and had a great time in prayer at the altar for you. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. And now, sometimes our shows get a little bit harsh. I got that. Please forgive us if we've offended anybody today. We're not trying to. We're just trying to tell you that there's a lot of things going on here in this world, especially in the United States, that we don't agree with. And as long as this podcast is out there, we're going to glorify Jesus Christ, number one, and God. And we're going to tell you the truth about who God really is and what he can do for you and your life. I love you guys, and I appreciate it. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. If it wasn't for you guys, we simply wouldn't be here.
If you guys need anything, use my birthday coupon. Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N.
You got to give him a little bit of slack for being so mean today, because, quite frankly, it is his birthday.
It's my birthday. I get to be mean today. I'm just kidding. I wasn't being mean. There's certain topics that I think everybody's reaching a point now to where if we don't address them, if we don't make them just clear-cut and uncandy-coated, it reaches the point where it's like, what do I got to do? I got to worry about stepping on everybody's toes? This is what's going on. You guys need help? We're here for you. We'll give you the true news every single day. Berberine Ultimate, last day product of the week.
Great.
Be sure to try this out. And I'll let the coupon code works on that too.
Hey, I love you guys. We appreciate you so much. And thanks again for your support. And thanks for getting your toothpaste from us. You think, well,
we've been actually selling more toothpaste now. Right? We don't have a huge margin
because
on it.
Because everybody knows how bad fluoride
Everybody has to use toothpaste. Everybody needs a multiple. The multiple capsules, too. I'll probably put them up for product of the week in a week or so. So check that out, guys. If you need anything, call us, email us. Thank you for the emails today. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, my friends. And we'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow, as always.
Love you guys.